Yo, what's up? It's late. Still recording into my phone. I don't know, cause I like it. I like recording. I'll bring back the voice recorder, the Zoom H4N. I'll bring it back tomorrow. I don't know if this sounds worse. I don't listen back to these. I haven't been getting any feedback, so I'm assuming everybody who's listening is happy with the show. I don't know why you would be. It's a terrible show. If this is your first time listening, go away. The show's no good. Don't listen to it. Go listen to my other show, This Week in Jackin', that is a little more put together. This is just me babbling and reading the news, and it's more for me than for the listener, absolutely. And it's, this show is, and I said this before, but it's worth repeating. It bears repeating that this show is how, like, a normal podcaster is, like, the first, like, bit where the host of the podcast will talk about what's going on and then before they get to, like, the interview or whatever the show, their guest, you know, before they get right into the show, they'll be like, oh, and I'm going to be here this week and I'm going to, you know, they just, to buy Blue Apron or whatever the fuck, and you fast forward through that, you know, you like 15 second fast forward or like through it. That's just, the whole show is just that part, and then I'm done. I don't do the actual, I have a guest every once in a while. I should have more guests, but when I'm recording through my phone like this, I don't know how, I can't make phone, the iPhone makes it so you can't record your phone calls. They don't want you up to any funny business recording your phone calls without telling people. Which, I mean, I could still hold up like a, you know, put somebody on speaker and hold up a tape recorder. Not that, you know, or any kind of recorder. I could hold up another phone with a, and record. But they don't want you doing it directly into the phone. They're not going to make it easy for you. You can still do it. Oh, these are probably all things I've said before. You know, but that's the other... and I've said this before, but I repeat myself a lot. Well, I don't know how much, but I'm going to repeat myself on this show because I don't keep track of what I say and I don't remember. This is episode 130. I don't remember what I say in every episode. So, I don't know. Let's do the news and get the fuck out of here. I've got a couch coming in the mail today, so I'm excited about that. New couch. New couch is going to be like new life. A new air conditioner, new couch. This summer is going to fucking rock. What else is going on in the summer except hanging out on the couch in the air conditioner? 12,000 BTUs. All right, let's get to all the news. It's not about Trump being investigated for obstruction of justice, which is happening. Federal judge rejects Dakota Access Pipeline permits. Calls for do-over. Well, I'm sure that judge is going to get a lot of flack. But, cool. Maybe that won't happen. China kindergarten explosion. Whoa! No. I saw China kindergarten. I didn't read past that. I thought it was going to be a fun story. Explosion. Children among casualties reported after blast. Well, I don't want to read about that. Hopefully, all the kids are and teachers, although I don't trust kindergarten teachers for shit. What kind of fucking person gets into kindergarten teaching? That's not... something's wrong. But I'm saying, I hope everybody's okay. Of course. Even if I think kindergarten teachers are up to some shady business. And kindergarten itself is a weird thing, because it's not school. And it's a German word. It's like a Nazi word. Kindergarten? Yeah. Although I did enjoy Kindergarten Cop. But he was up to something. He wasn't just there because he wanted to work with children. See, but at least he was there for a good reason. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not going to read any of these stories. All headlines. Let's not get into the details. They laughed after video of my dying son was shown in court, says Penn State teen. Well, now I got to go in. What the fuck is this about? It's a weird headline. This is from NJ.com. I guess this is, you know, New Jersey. Or it says on here, True Jersey. They laughed after a video of my dying son was shown in court. So in court, so who laughed? Okay, this is in Pennsylvania, so this isn't even in, but it's a, oh, it's a New Jersey teen. I guess if you're even somehow associated with New Jersey, you make it into NJ.com. The father of the New Jersey teen who died after a hazing at Penn State, oh yeah, fraternity said he was highly offended to see defendants and their families act like they were at a fraternity get-together following Monday's preliminary, I'm sorry, I can't speak, hearing. Oh, so they're just like all fucking chilling. What a bunch of dicks. Fraternities are bad. I mean, is there any doubt about that? Is there anybody that's really, like, doesn't think fraternities are full of douchebags? I understand. I have friends that join fraternities who are like, oh, you didn't understand my college, you had to join a fraternity, and I still keep an eye on them. I'm like, oh, you got a little douchebag in you. Maybe you shook it. Maybe you moved on, but even though you're not even, you're trying to make an excuse, I don't buy it. It's fucking, do away with them. That's probably some kind of, I'm wrong for what, well, first of all, I'm not going to college, so I don't give a shit. And I don't got no kids. Even if I had a kid, my kid ain't going to college. My kid's too cool. My kid's gonna go across the country on a motorcycle. Even if it's a girl. And, you know, go across a motorcycle with a dog doing good deeds. That's what any kid that I have will be doing. Well, I just got a news alert, an Apple News alert. Why is the Bill Cosby jury deadlocked after 30 hours of deliberation, question mark? This is from USA Today. How is that a news alert is a question. A news alert is information. Why are you asking me, USA Today? I guess they answer the question. But the headline shouldn't be a question, it should be a statement. I mean, I'm no journalist. I guess I am. I'm reading the news on the internet. So maybe I am a little bit of a journalist. Five officials will face... Okay, we talked about that yesterday. Am I in yesterday's news already? I gotta look at the... Okay. Wells Fargo accused of improper... This is too long of a headline. It goes on forever. It's the New York Times. So, you know, paper of record. Wells Fargo accused of improperly charging mortgages. The changes which surprised customers typically lowered their monthly loan payments. New lawsuits contend, but the results meant that customers would ultimately owe the bank much more. This is a fucking headline? Come on, get snappy, make it rhyme, New York Times. Oh, the actual headlines. Wells Fargo is accused of making improper changes to mortgages. Still not a very snappy headline. But the whoever put it in the Reddit made it too long. Well, fuck Wells Fargo. And fuck a mortgage. What? People are obsessed with owning a house. I never want to own a house. Owning a house looks like a prison. You gotta, like, find... You can't leave it until you find somebody else to buy it? Jesus. You gotta go through a whole thing? I want to get out of there, baby. Renting. That's where it's at. You're throwing the money out. All money is thrown out the window. Whether you invest it or what, it's all going away. Spend it on shit you like. You're gonna fucking die. Quit acting like you're gonna be goddamn immortal. That house is gonna not be yours when you're dead. Gives a shit. Spend it on fucking whatever. Spend it on expensive dinners, going on vacation, fucking whatever frivolous shit that you like, iPads, fucking get a stupid car, whatever. But don't spend it on a house. You're just giving all that money to the bank anyway. Fuck them. And then what happens? Your toilet's fucked up. Now you gotta call a plumber? No fucking way, dude. Tell the landlord. Then I get some angry ass, I think Israeli dude in here who fucking yells at me and then says there's nothing wrong with it and somehow it is fixed. But he calls me a liar. I don't know what's wrong with that dude. That's more my building than others. Although, you know, it depends on where you live. But fuck owning a house. But fuck Wells Fargo too. Ohio officer fired for 137 shot barrage. Won't get job back. Okay, I guess he did something wrong with shooting off his gun and tried to get... I'm not going to read it. I don't want to read about a cop getting fired for some reason. California firms up marijuana rules, will allow deliveries. All right, let's read this story. California... Man, might as well just... They're talking about becoming another country. I'm down with it. If they become another country, I'm there. California would set standards for organic marijuana, allow pot samples at county fairs, and permit home deliveries under legislation set to be considered by lawmakers Thursday as the state prepares for next year's start of legal marijuana sales. Well, not if this Jeff Sessions has anything to say about it, but I think they're gonna do whatever the fuck they want. This sounds like, I mean, this is, I think a lot of people are going to move to California just for that. Why not? They got everything now. That drought is over, I think. I mean, other than coyotes, wildfires, mudslides, and earthquakes, and everything else that can kill you from living there, you get legal marijuana as opposed to New York, where it's, or everywhere. I mean, where... I get there's a bunch of... I saw someone... There's a bunch of arrests in New Jersey. A bunch of marijuana arrests, which is crazy. Well, I think this is good. I think we've done enough here. You know? It's like going on 15 minutes. I mean, I could keep running up the clock, but I think, you know, we're... I've given you all the news that you need for your day, even though it's like the middle of the day. Well, it depends. If you're on the West Coast, man, it's the beginning of the day. If you're out there in California, this is a California morning show. All right. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.